Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf ayin. The Gemara says that the halacha is that you have to eat the Karban Pesach al hasoiva, and that's the reason why we bring the Karban Chagiga before the Karban Pesach. The question is, why do you need to eat the Karban Pesach al hasoiva? There seems to be machlokes rishonim here. Rashi says al hasoiva shiyu nenem b'achilosei v'techoshiv lehem. Why is it important for one to have hanoah when he eats the Karban Pesach v'techoshiv lehem? It should be choshiv. It should be an achila chashuva. So if you take a look at Rashi later on in daf peivav med aleph dibar maschel emaftirin, Rashi says that the reason why you have to eat the Karban Pesach last al hasoiva shekein choyves kol hakarbonis, all karbonis are supposed to be eaten that way. Kedekaimalon, Rashi brings the Gemara in Chulin daf kuflam mebeis mebeis that says lemoshcha legdula. We know that the pasuk says in Parshas Korach when it's discussing the matnis kahuna, it says lemoshcha. Lemoshcha, the targum of the word lemoshcha is lerevu, which means legdula. That when we give the kahan the right to eat matnis kahuna, we are giving them some sort of kingship, a gedula, a prominence over other Jews. And Rashi says, "Kederach shamalachim oichlin," that one has to eat the matnas kahuna the way that kings eat it. And that's the reason why you have to eat the Karban Pesach al hasoiva. Even though this really is halacha in the matnas kahuna, and as Rashi says in Chulin daf kuflam at Beis Mebeis, that the whole din, that the kehanim have to eat it al hasoiva, is because it is a special halacha. Anything that I gave you called matanas shenasati lucha b'kahunascha nasati lucha l'gdula. Nevertheless, it would seem that since we are told that the Kehanim, when they're given these matanis, they're given them l'gdula, we automatically see that the Torah was telling them that there is gedula in eating them. Now, what is the gedula when one consumes them? The gedula is that they eat it kederach shamalachim oichlim, which Rashi on daf peivav understands to mean that it's an inherent din in all kachim. And that's why there's an expression of gedula when it's given to the kehanim. So the real din is that kachim have a halacha to be eaten kederach shamalachim oichlim. Since kachim have that halacha, therefore we say that when we give the natanis to the kehanim to eat kachim, we're giving them gedula. So according to Rashi, this halacha is a universal din in all of kachim. And you see from Rashi here that the reason why kachim have that din is because it has to be eaten in a way that people are nene from the achila. That makes it more of an achila chashuva. When people eat things out of sheer hunger, they don't have the same amount of hana from the achila. If you're a little bit satiated already, then the hana that you have is enhanced. Tosfos, on the other hand, learns that this is a din d'rabbanan. The reason why the Rabbanu were misakin, this place brings down from Yerushalmi, that it's a gzeira mishum shviras etzem. We're worried that people are going to break atzamis. And there's a lav in the Torah, etzem leisish brubay. You're not allowed to break atzamis, bones, in the Karban Pesach. So if we allow you to eat it when you're not somewhat satiated, you may come to eat it out of hunger and thereby go and break some bones. So because of that, they were misakin to eat it dafka al hasoiva. According to Tosfos, this is not a universal halacha in Kachim. It's a special halacha in Karban Pesach. By Kachim, there is halacha of Ligdula, but the Gemara in Chulin doesn't use it to tell me that you have to eat al hasoiva. The Gemara talks about the fact that you eat it with chardol, you eat it tzli, but the halacha in the Karban Pesach that you have to eat it al hasoiva is strictly a din in the Karban Pesach, and it's only a din d'rabbanan. It's a din because of gzeira atu shviras etzem. The Briska Rav in Menaches and Afchav Aleph from Beis asks on Rashi, who holds that this is a halacha in Achilles Kachim, a special din that Kachim has to be nechal al hasoiva because of Lamashcha Ligdula, asks the Briska Rav, why then, when there was a lot of Karban Pesach, there was enough to go around, it was b'meruba, which the Mishnah says, then you did not bring the Chagiga, why didn't you bring the Chagiga before? In order to facilitate the Achila al hasoiva, you didn't need to bring the chagiga because the Karban Pesach was enough. The question is, that may be true with regards to the end of the Karban Pesach. But the beginning, the first couple of zesim that you ate was not al hasoiva. And if there's a special halacha that kachim has to be nechal al hasoiva, why did they refrain from bringing the Karban chagiga when it was memruba? You should have eaten something before in order to make sure that even the beginning of the achila of the Karban Pesach was al hasoiva. The Brisker Rav says that that would really be impossible because there's always a chash that you're going to leave over some of the carbon Pesach and it's going to come l'day noiser. So the chash that it's going to come l'day noiser is more important to address than the need to eat it ala soiva. And therefore he says, since there was no other choice, they had to eat the carbon Pesach without preceding it with a chagiga. And that's the reason why you only brought the chagiga when there was muat, when there was a little bit of carbon Pesach, to make sure that that part was eaten ala soiva. The truth is that if you're medayik, the lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah, and daf samach tes mebeis dibra maschil uve muat, Rashi says the following words: uve muat shahia pesach muat lachilz bnei chabura veoichlin hachgiga tchila kedei shehi pesach gmar sviyason v'techoshev lehen achila. Rashi tells us that the main kpeda that brought us to bring up the carbon chagiga before the carbon Pesach was in order that the chagiga should come first, in order that the Pesach should be gemar sviyason. If the carbon Pesach was the end of the sviya, then it was chashiv, the chashiv lehen achila. So it's possible we can answer the Brisker Rav's question by saying that although it's true that the first couple of kezesim that you ate from the carbon Pesach when it was b'meruba was not necessarily something that you had the same hanah from, but the main din of being nene from the carbon Pesach was in order that it should be gemar sviyos, and then it's a choshev achila. Even Rashi on Ayin Omer Aleph, when he says the words sheyu nene b'achilos, Rashi says v'tei choshev lehen. In other words, it's not just a halacha that you need to be nene from the achila that you're eating as an end unto itself. Rather, the fact that you have to be nene was in order to show that it is chashuv. So Rashi on Amud Beis tells us that one of the things that you need to show that it's chashuv is that this is gemar sviyason. So you don't necessarily have to be nene from every single bite of the Korban Pesach. Rather, if the Korban Pesach is gemar sviyason, that gives a chshivas. So Rashi, even when he says that you have to be nene from the achila, he could be talking about being nene from the overall achila, because that lends chashiv to the achila. Brisker Rav obviously understands that since you're not being nene in the beginning, there's lacking a chashivas in the beginning of your achila because you're not being nene from it. But it could be that since Rashi shows us that the main kpeda is that it's gemar sviyos, and that shows that the overall achila, the suda, is what has to be with a hana, and therefore, if you have hana from the overall achila, afterwards you're not hungry anymore, that is called an achila chashuva. Another kasha the Brisker Rav asks is that why is it that the chagiga doesn't have to be nechal ala soiva? Just like the carbon Pesach is kodshim and has a din of l'mashcha l'gdula, so too the carbon chagiga should have to be nechal ala soiva midin l'mashcha l'gdula. Of course, according to Tosfos, says the Brisker Rav, there's no kasha, because according to Tosfos, the whole reason why you have to eat the Korban Pesach ala soiva is because of the gzeira mishum shviras etzem. The chagiga doesn't have a din of shviras etzem, therefore it doesn't have to be eaten ala soiva. But according to Rashi, who says that it's a function of lamashcha l'gdula, so then why is it that the Korban chagiga doesn't have to be nechal ala soiva? The Brisker Rav answers that according to the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Yud, Hilchas Maaseh Karbonis, the mitzvah asay of eating kodshim is only said on the chelik hakehanim. It says the achilas kodshim is mitzvah asay shenemer v'achol oisim asher kupar behem hakehanim oichum behem miskaprim v'uadin l'shara kodshim shoich lenoisim hakehanim shachilosan mitzvah. It's clear that the chelik that the Bailam eats doesn't have a mitzvah asay to eat. Masha'enke the carbon Pesach, the chelik that the Bailam eat, we have a mitzvah achilas carbon Pesach. Since there's no inherent mitzvah achila in the achila of the chagiga, there's no mitzvah to eat it ala soiva, because l'mashcha l'gdula is a mitzvah that governs the achilas kodshim that you're mechuyev to eat. When there's a mitzvah achilas kodshim, then we're told how to eat that kodshim. Masha'enkein by other kodshim, the Bailam may have an Indian to make sure that it doesn't come l'day noiser. You have a loisa say of loisa sir menu ad boiker, but a positive mitzvah, a mitzvah say to eat it, the Bailam don't have, and therefore there's no din l'mashcha l'gdula. However, this teretz only works according to the Rambam. If you take a look at Rashi in Perek Tomid Nishchar and Daf Nun Tesemet Aleph, Dibra Maschil Bishar Yemais Hashana, Rashi says that there's a din v'och loisa m'shakupa behem alma achilas kodshim asehi bein hane'acholim l'kayhanim bein hane'acholim l'Yisroel. That even achilas kodshim to Yisrael is a mitzvah. In which case, we are back shver. Why is it that there's no din to eat the karbon chagiga la soiva lefi shitas Rashi? according to what we said earlier, we can answer this question as well. Because since the whole din of achila lasoiva, Rashi says this, shetehei gemar achilosan, that the person is not left hungry after he finishes eating, so it doesn't bother us if the beginning of your achila is not alasoiva, as long as the entire suda is alasoiva, meaning that the entire suda doesn't leave you hungry. So the reason why you eat the chagiga first before the Karban Pesach is because the whole reason why you bring the chagiga is that it should be nechal alasoiva. But the fact that the chagiga itself is not being nechal alasoiva doesn't bother us because it's part of one large suda. This yisod can be seen also in the last Mishnah in Pesachim, where Rabbi Shmuel says at least that if you make a bracha on the Birkas HaPesach, you say Asher Kedshanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Lechol HaPesach, then it patters also the chagiga. That's because the chagiga is seen as being tuffel, it's a chelik of the Achilas HaPesach. And therefore, just like we don't have a problem with the beginning of the Achilas HaPesach, why it doesn't have to be Nechal HaSoiva, so too, the Chagiga doesn't have a problem that it has to be Nechal HaSoiva. The entire Achila is seen as not leaving you hungry, and therefore it doesn't have the Chsaren of not being L'mashcha L'gdula. Of course, this is a broader topic. It's something that one, if you want to get a clear picture of the relationship between the Chagiga and the Karban Pesach, you have to see the entire sugya on the last daf in Pesachim and Mzvachim daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. There seems to be a stira in how to learn. Rashi in Mzvachim daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph makes the point that the reason why when you make a bracha on the Karban Pesach, it patters the Chagigas Yudalid, the Chagiga that we're talking about in our sugya, is because the chagiga is tuffel to the Karban Pesach, like we just mentioned. I'll call upon him the fact that the chagiga is tuffel to the Karban Pesach would be a sufficient reason why there wouldn't be a problem of eating it ala soiva, just like we mentioned about the beginning of the achila of the Karban Pesach itself. Till now, we've expressed two reasons why the Karban Pesach has to be nechal ala soiva. The fishit is a toisvis, it's because a gzeira mishum shviris etzem, and according to Rashi, it has to be nechal ala soiva because of lamashcha l'gdula. The Rivan has an opposite hesber than Shitas Rashi. Rashi, we mentioned from Daf Pei Vavim at Aleph, explains that the din of the Karban Pesach, that emaf tirin achra pesach afikoyman, the reason why you're not allowed to eat anything after the Pesach is because the Karban Pesach has to be nechal ala soiva. The Rivan over here says the exact opposite. The reason why the Karban Pesach has to be nechal ala soiva is because emaf tirin achra pesach afikoyman, which means that there is an inherent din in the Karban Pesach that you're not allowed to eat anything after the Karban Pesach, and that's why you have to be nechal ala soiva. The reason why you have to eat the Karban Pesach ala soiva is kedei to ensure that you don't eat anything after the Karban Pesach. Rashi learns that the reason why you're not allowed to eat anything after the Karban Pesach is to ensure that you eat it ala soiva, and the Rivan learns that the reason why you have to eat it ala soiva is to ensure that you don't eat anything after the Karban Pesach. You have to say, according to the Rivan, that the reason why you're not allowed to eat anything after the Karban Pesach is like one of the two pshatim that the Rashbam says on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and that is that you have to keep a tam Pesach bepiv. It's important for the tam of the Karban Pesach to remain in his mouth afterwards. That seems to be a hider in the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, that you savor the taste of the Karban Pesach and want to remain with it. And therefore, there's an inherent reason why you're not allowed to eat anything after it. And that's why the Rivan can say that you have to eat it ala soiva in order to ensure that that takes place. The Gemara is medayik from the end of the Mishnah that says that the Chagiga is necheles neshnei yomim v'layla echad, that our Mishnah is going not like the Shita of Ben Tema. The Tanya Ben Tema oimer Chagiga aboim ha-Pesach ha-Rehi ke-Pesach ve'ena necheles ela l'yoim v'layla. The Shita of Ben Tema is that the halacha of the Chagigas Yudalid is different than Chagigas Tezvav. The Chagigas Tezvav you brought on Yom Tov itself. Chagigas Yudal that you brought on Erev Pesach had dinim of the Karban Pesach and was eaten the same amount of time as the Karban Pesach was eaten. The Tzlach asks a very simple question. The Mishnah, before saying that the din of the Chagiga was Nechelus L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, it said clearly that the Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos. Now, according to Ben Tema, the Chagiga is Doicha Shabbos according to Tosfos in our Sugya, Tosfos says that according to Ben Tema, the Chagiga would be Doicha Shabbos. Asks the Tzlach. Lefit Tosfos, this Gemara is very difficult to understand. Why would the Gemara only prove that our Mishnah is going the Loike Ben Tema from the fact that the Mishnah says you could eat it for Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad, and the Gemara could have just as easily have proved it from the earlier din that it says in the Mishnah that it's not Doicha Shabbos. According to Ben Tema, it's Doicha Shabbos. There you see that our Mishnah is not like Ben Tema. The truth is that this is only the Shita of Tosfos in our sugya. It happens to be that Tosfos on Daf Nun Tesmit Beis, Dibar Maschel Barbo, seems to say that Ben Tema holds that it would not be Doicha Shabbos. The Tzlach brings down this theory and actually says that it would really depend what the Makar, according to Ben Tema, that there is a din of Chagigas Yodalad, what the Makar is. If you notice in our sugya, there are two separate Makaris. One sheet that the Gemara brings down is from the Pasuk of Layolon LaBoiker Zevach Chag HaPasach, Zevach Chag Ze Chagiga, HaPasach Kemashmoy. And the Rachmana says, lo yolim, which means that the Torah never gave you a tzivui that you must bring the carbon chagigah. Rather, the Torah told you certain dinim, lo yolim, you're not allowed to do lean on the chagigah, but it didn't tell you to bring it. Masha'enken, according to the lima that's mentioned over here on Amud Beis, vizavachta pesach, la'ashem le'kech atzoinu bokar, and from there we learn the din, that you have to bring the carbon chagigah, then it's a tzivui. If it's a tzivui, then you have to say that it's doicha Shabbos. That's how the tzlach is miyashiv the steer between the toisin. Tois is going according to two separate shitas. However, as far as the question on Tosfos in our sugya that says that it would not be Doicha Shabbos, why can't the Gemara lefi this limud? Why can't the Gemara prove that our Mishnah is not going like Ben Tema from the fact that the Karban Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos? Says the Tzlach an interesting answer, and that is that the only reason why, according to Ben Tema, the Karban Chagiga is Doicha Shabbos is only because of this din at the end of the Mishnah that Ben Tema argues on, that you're allowed to eat the Karban Chagiga for Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad. Meaning as follows. If the din were to be, according to Ben Tema, that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach L'Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad, then there would be no reason for Ben Tema to hold that the Karban Chagiga is Doicha Shabbos. Because if indeed you're allowed to eat the Karban Chagiga for 2 full days, then you don't have to bring it on Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. You could bring it a day earlier. Since it's possible to eat the Karban Chagiga for that amount of time, what's to hold us back from bringing it a day earlier? Then you'll be able to eat it on Pesach by night. This is based on the Shita of the Rimi Korbil and the Rabbi Yankim Meirlins that the Rosh brings down in Perek Avi Pesach and Simu Chaf Hei, that say that when Erev Pesach turns out to be on Shabbos, you bring the Karban Chagiga on Erev Shabbos, you could eat it Leil Pesach, and that's because even though you really have 2 days have passed, but the way it works is that you have Shnei Leilois B'mokim Shnei Yomim, and usually you have Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad. Since this is a Karban that you eat at night, so we give you Shnei Leilois B'mokim Shnei Yomim, which is based on a half a minute that the Gemara has Legabi the Karban Pesach itself. Later on Daf Kuf Chaf Mebeis, the Gemara is Matchik, but these Rishonim hold that that's the din of the Chagiga. The Rosh disagrees. According to these Shittas, the Rimi Korbil and the Rabbi Yankim Yerlins, you could bring it on Erev Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and therefore there's no need for the Karban Chagiga to be Doicha Shabbos. Therefore, says the Tzlach, the whole reason why, according to Ben Tema, Lefiat Tosfos in our sugya, the Karban Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos, is only because it's not Nechel Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad. Were it to be Nechel Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad, it would not be Doicha Shabbos. So that's why the Gemara had to wait until the end of the Mishnah to say that it's not like Ben Tema. Because if you would just had the beginning of the Mishnah that says that the Karban Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos, we would say that Ben Tema could agree to that if only Ben Tema would be of the opinion that the Chagiga could be eaten L'Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad. But once we say that Ben Tema holds that it's not Nechel L'Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad, rather it's Nechel L'Yoyim V'Laila, just like the Karban Pesach, then we're forced to say that Ben Tema Shita is that it is Doicha Shabbos. So essentially the two dinim are Tali HaBaha, and therefore there's no question why the Gemara asks Dafka from the end of the Mishnah. In the Braisa that brings the Shita of Ben Tema, the Braisa mentions the fact that the Chagiga, that is Bo'im HaPesach, is Kepesach Ve'en Nechelos El L'Yoyim V'Laila. The Chagiga is Chamisha Aser. That's the Chagiga that you bring on Yom Tov. Nechel Sushnei Yom V'Laila Echad. Continues the Braisa. The Chagiga is Arba Aser. Yoytzi Bo Mishum Simcha. Ve'ein Yoytzi Bo Mishum Chagiga. That's because, as Rashi brings down, the rule is that Shalmi Simcha, the mitzvah to eat, Basar Shal Shlomim, to be yoytz the din of a Samacht B'chagecha on Yom Tif, you're allowed to bring from a Dover Shebechoyva, from something that you're Mechuyiv to bring already. Mashenke in the din Chagiga, it cannot be brought from something that you're Mechuyiv to bring already. That's why there's a difference also, Legabi Nedar Munedavis. If a person has a Chiv already from before Yom Tif to bring a certain carbon that he was Noider or Noidiv to bring, he's allowed to be yoytz his Chiv Simcha, but not the Chiv Chagiga. So too, you cannot be yoytze your chiyuv chagiga, meaning the chagiga that you chayv to bring on Yom Tov. On Tes Vav, you cannot be yoytze with the chagiga that you brought for Yud Dalid. Even if the person would leave it over until Tes Vav, he would not be able to shech that carbon, because it's like a chiyuv carbon. It's like something like in Darman Adov, something that you were chayv to bring already, which the rule is that you cannot be yoytze your chiyuv chagiga with something that you already mechuyev to bring. The Rambam, in Hilchas Chagiga, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, says the following. Yoytzin Yisroel Yidei Choyvas Shalmei Simcha Benedar Munedovis Uv Maiser Behema. A Yid is allowed to be Yoytze Eschi of Shalmei Simcha, like we mentioned, with Nedar Munedovis and Maiser Behema, things that he was already chayv to bring. And HaKehanim, they could be Yoytze with Chatas, Osham, Bechor, Chaz Veshoik, things that they already have from another carbon, they could be yoytz der chiv simcha. Explains the Rambam, she mitzvah zu he lismoyach b'achilas basar lefnei Hashem v'ari achlu. The whole mitzvah is to be misameach with achilas basar lefnei Hashem, and this is called basar, so you could be yoytz der chiv. However, says the Rambam, avol ein yoytz yidei chivosan loy ba'oifes loy b'menachas she'en an basar misameach. You cannot be yoytz with things that don't have a din basar, like oifes and menachas. That's not called basar misameach. Continues the Rambam, kvar bi'arnu Bipsachim. We already explained in Psachim Shechagigas Arba Asar Rishus. The Chagiga of Arba Asar, the one that you bring on Erev Pesach together with the Karban Pesach, that is a Rishus. That is the Shittas Rambam, that this Chagiga is a Rishus. Lefikach, says the Rambam, therefore, Ein Adam Yoytzeba Yidei Chayvas Chagiga, Ela Yoytzeba Chayvas Simcha. Since it is a Rishus, you cannot be Yoytze your Chiyav Chagiga, and you can only be Yoytze your Chiyav Simcha. And this Rambam, as the Ravid says right away, is extremely difficult to understand. The Ravid asks, "Any idea my lefikach? What lefikach does he mean? Va'oisa brisa ben temes shoyne oisa the sever chagigas yudalar choyvehi. The brisa that we mentioned says that the according to ben tema the chagigas yudal is a chiyuv, and it's because it's a chiyuv that you cannot be yoytzir your chiyuv chagigas tesvav, because a chagigas tesvav has to be brought from something that is a rishus." So what does the Rambam mean to say when he says that since it is a Rishus, therefore you cannot be Yoytze Yerchiv Chagiga, and you can only be Yoytze Yerchiv Simcha? That's not true. Even if you hold that it's a Chayva, you cannot be Yoytze Yerchiv Chagiga. And as a matter of fact, it's much worse if it's a Chayva. If it's a Chayva, then you cannot be Yoytze Yerchiv Chagiga, because you can't be Yoytze from things that are a Chayva. Mashenken, if it's a Rishus, that should be a reason why you should be allowed to be Yoytze Yerchiv. So the Mefarshim all try to be Miyashev this Rambam. In the Sefer Masas Moshe from Moshe Chavroni, he says a very nice pshat to be miyashev the Rambam. He says that the fact that it's mavur in our Gemara, that because the carbon chagigas yudalit is a choiva, you therefore cannot be yoytzi your chiv chagigas tesvav, that's only according to the Shita of Ben Tema. And he explains why. He says there is a fundamental difference in the understanding of the Chagigas Yudalit lefi the Shita of Ben Tema and the understanding of the Chagigas Yudalit lefi the Shita of the Rabbanan. As we know, Ben Tema treats the carbon Chagigas Yudalit just like the carbon Pesach. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, hold that you could eat it l'shnei yom and v'layla echa. It's treated like a regular chagiga. Therefore, says the Masis Moshe, the hagdara of the carbon is different according to the Rabbanan than according to Ben Tema. According to the Rabbanan, the din of the chagiga siyudalit is a halacha in the chag. Just like there's a halacha in the chag that you must bring a carbon chagiga, every Yom Tif you have to bring a carbon chagiga as a din of the Yom Tif, like the Rama brings down at the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, Shalosh mitzvah saseh nitztavi Yisroel b'chol regel mishalosh regolim ve'elu hein hara'iya shenemer yira kol zechurcha v'chagiga shenemer tochag l'ashem alaykecha v'asimcha shenemer v'samachta b'chagecha. So there is a special din in every Yom Tif called the chagiga. What was added on Pesach according to the Rabbanan was another such carbon. Every other Yom Tif you have a din to bring one carbon on the day of the Yom Tif because of tochag. The Torah added, according to the Rabbanan, a din chagiga on Yudalit, which is the same nature. It's a din in the Yom Tov. Mashe'en Kein, according to Ben Tema, the din chagigas yedalit is not halacha in the Yom Tov at all. It's halacha in the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach requires a chagiga in order that it should be nechal al hasayv, as we learned, and that halacha is a din of the Karban Pesach, which is why it is governed by all the dinim of the Karban Pesach, as we see later in our sugya. With this, he explains the Yerushalmi that says that Karban Pesach Sheni does not have a chagiga to go along with it. Explains the Masas Moshe, that's true only according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, because the Yerushalmi expresses that you only bring the Karban Chagiga on a time that it says Kaleil Hiskadesh Chag, and Karban Pesach Sheni is being brought at a time that doesn't have a din of a Chag. Says the Masas Moshe, that's true according to the Rabbanan, because it's a din in the Chag, and anything that's a din in the Chag needs to have a Shem Chag. Masha Enke, and according to Ben Tema, of course you would have a Chagigos Yudah to go along with the Pesach Sheni. Using this distinction, he explains very simply. The Rambam tells us that because the Karban Chagigas Yudalit is a Rishus, you therefore cannot be Yoitza Yerchiv Chagigas Tesvav. Mashma, that if it would be a Choiva, if it would be a Chiv to bring the Karban Chagigas Yudalit, then you would be able to be Yoitza Yerchiv Tesvav if you left it over until Tesvav. And the question was that we see that Ben Tema holds that you cannot be Yoitze Yerchiv Chagigas Tezvav with the Chagigas Yodalid, even though Ben Tema holds that it is a Chiv. Ben Tema holds that it's Doicha Shabbos, so it's a Chiv. The answer is, that's true according to Ben Tema, because according to Ben Tema, the two karbonis are two separate karbonis. They're entirely two different dinim. The din Chagigas Yodalid is Alach and Karban Pesach. You can't use a Karban, whose din is to go along with the Karban Pesach and then use it for the Chagigas Tezvav, because it's a different shame Karban. It's the Chagigas Tezvav is a din in the Yom Tov, and the Chagigas Yudalit is Halach in Karban Pesach. Mashe Ein Kein according to the Rabbanan. Lu Yitzuyer, if the case would be that the Chagigas Yudalit would be a Choyva, then you would be able to be Yaitse Yerchi of Chagigas Tezvav using that Karban. No different than had there been a din to bring a Karban Chagiga every single day of the Yom Tov, you could bring a Chagiga that we were supposed to bring the first day of Yom Tov and bring it the second day of Yom Tov, because it's one carbon. And therefore the Rambam says that since it's not a Chiyuv, it's only a Rishus, then you cannot bring it for the Chagigas Tesvav, and that's because the rule is that the Chagiga has to be brought min hachulin. It has to be cannot be brought from something that's already Kodshim. So if it's the same carbon, it could be brought, but if it's a different carbon and it's not Chulin, then you cannot bring it, and that's what the Rambam means when he says that since it's a Rishus, you cannot use it for the Chagigas Tesvav. The Gemara has a series of questions when analyzing the din of Ben Tema, who is makish the Karban Pesach to the Karban Chagiga, and results in the halacha that the Karban Chagiga has dinim of the Karban Pesach, how far do we take this din? Lugabe, what do we say? Chagiga haba ima Pesach harei ke Pesach. The first question the Gemara asks is, Ben Tema necheles tzli, I ain necheles tzli. Is the halacha that the Karban Chagiga has to be eaten in the same manner as the Karban Pesach, namely that it has to be roasted? The Gemara is poshit this question by saying that on the Mishnah later that says Halayla Hazeh Kuloi Tzli, the Nusach of the Manashtana, Rav Chisda says, why does it say Kuloi Tzli? Zu Divrei Ben Tema, because the only one that can say that Halayla Hazeh, that the night of Pesach, everything that we eat is Tzli, is only Ben Tema. That obviously says the Gemara shows that Rav Chisda at least holds that Ben Tema's Shita is that the Chagiga also has to be Tzli, and that's why he says it's only according to Ben Tema, because according to the Tanakama, the Halacha is that the Chagiga doesn't have to be Tzli, because if he holds that Ligabi other dinim, it's not like the Pesach, certainly Ligabi the din of Tzli. Must be that it's going like Ben Tema. So you see from Rav Chisda's Memra that Ben Tema's Shita is that the Karban Chagiga has to be eaten Tzli. So you see that if you have the Nusach of the Manashtana, that Halayla Hazek Kulay Tzli, it's got to be going like Ben Tema. The Pella is that the Rambam, in his Nusach of the Haggadah, brings down Halayla Hazek Kulay Tzli, yet the Rambam paskins that you have Shnei Yom and Halayla Echad to eat the Karban Chagigas Yudalit. And how could that be? If the Rambam doesn't hold like Ben Tema, if he gives you Shnei Yom and Halayla Echad, then how does he have the Nusach of Halayla Hazek Kulay Tzli? The Gemara says that's going Dafka according to Ben Tema. The Chazon Ish says that the Rambam understood that there has to be a machlokes ha-sugyos. Since the sugya later that brings down the Mishnah, on the Mishnah itself, the Gemara does not say that the Mishnah is going dafka according to Ben Tema. Even though our Gemara says, b'shem Rav Chisda, that the Mishnah is going dafka according to Ben Tema, however, the Gemara later argues on Rav Chisda and holds that the Mishnah is going even according to the Rabbanan. How could the Mishnah be going according to the Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan certainly don't hold that you need to eat the Karban Chagiga Tzli? I mean, if the Rabbanan hold that you're allowed to eat it, there's no reason to assume that they would hold that you have to eat it Tzli. The teretz is that you could explain the words of the Mishnah, halayla zeh kulo etzli, that it's not bechlal referring to the chagiga. Halayla zeh kulo etzli could have another meaning. It could mean that although normally karbonis, you could use some of the carbon, you could roast, and other parts of the carbon you could cook. Masha'enkein, the carbon pesach is kulo etzli. So when we say halayla zeh kulo etzli, what we mean, according to the Gemara later, is that the entire carbon pesach has to be roasted. Not that everything that you eat that night has to be roasted. Rather, kuloi, meaning the carbon pesach, the entire animal, has to be roasted. Matsheinkein, Rav Chista understands that the lushin of kuloi tzli has to be referring to everything that you eat on that night. And that's the machloikus between Rav Chista and the Gemara later. So the Rambam paskins like the Gemara later, and therefore, even though he doesn't paskin like Ben Tema, he still can use the nusach of alayla zeh kuloi tzli. Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri, in Hilchas Chagiga, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, says a similar teretz to explain the shittas of Rambam. And that is based on what we mentioned earlier, that there are two possible mekoris to explain how we know that the bechlal is a din of chagigas yudalad. One mekor is from vizavachta, which is a tzivoy. You must bring the carbon chagiga. The other mekor is from layolin, which is not a tzivoy, it's a reshus. It's a din that you're not allowed to do lina when you bring the chagiga. But that doesn't mean that you have a chiv to bring the chagiga. Now, the Rambam's shita is that the carbon chagiga, he says this beferish, that it's only a reshus. There's no chiv to bring the carbon chagiga. Therefore, says Rav Shach, that according to Rav Chista understood that the makar for the din of bringing the chagiga is from the pasuk of Zavachta. That means that there's a chiv to bring the carbon chagiga. And therefore, when he read the words, halayla zeh kulo etzli, he understood it to be going on anything that you have a chiv to eat that night, that has to be done tzli, and that it's going on the chagiga as well, according to Rav Chista. Since Rav Chista holds there's a chiv to bring the carbon chagiga, when he says kulay tzli, in the Mishnah, Rav Chista understands that to mean that the chagiga also has to be tzli. Because his assumption, Rav Shach's assumption is that when we say alayla zeh kulay tzli, it has to be going on anything that there's a chiv to bring that night. Masha'inkan, according to the Rambam, says Rav Shach, since there is no chiv to bring the carbon chagiga, so when it says alayla zeh kulay tzli, it doesn't have to be referring to the carbon chagiga as well, because you don't have a chiv to bring the carbon chagiga. Alayla zeh kulay tzli means that anything you're mechuyev to bring that night, namely the carbon pesach, that has to be tzli. The Gemara's maskana is that the hekish to carbon pesach affects many dinim, not just the din that it's nechal l'yoyim v'layla, but even the din of tzli, and even the din that it's bo minatzoin and not minabakar, the din that it's bo minazchorim and not minhanakevis, bas shenosa and not bas shteishonim, and that it's ena necheles ela limnuyev. One thing that's not mentioned in the Gemara, and the Mishlo Melech has this suffix in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Perek Vav Halacha Tes, is whether the Karban Chagigas Yud Dalid is able to be brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. We know that you're not allowed to bring any karbonis after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. That's called the Asei the Hashlama. Aleha Hashlam Karbonis Kula, as the Gemara beginning of Tamid Nishchat brings down. The one exception to that rule is the Karban Pesach, because it's a special Gzeres HaKosev that you're supposed to bring it. Yuchar Davar Shenemar Boy Be'erev Ben Arbaim. Its Zman is to be brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. The question is, what about the Chagigas Yadalad? Do you also have a din to bring that after the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim? He tries to bring a raya from the fact that the Gemara only asks the Sfeikas, the Gabay Tzli, and the other dinim, and the Gemara doesn't ask this Shaila, and he seems to want to say that the reason why the Gemara doesn't ask this Shaila is because it's Pashit that you bring it after Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. In fact, he wants to say that even according to the Rabbanan, you would bring it after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. However, he says for the same reason you could say that the Gemara doesn't ask the Shiloh because it was Pashit, that you don't bring it after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. The Gemara understood that to be a Dover Pashit. What is the Yesod of his Shiloh? I think that the Oimik of the Shiloh of the Mishnah Melech is as follows. It's true that there's a Hekish telling us that the Chagigas Yudalit has Dinei Karben Pesach according to Ben Tema. But that could mean that it's its own carbon, but it's a carbon that's governed by the same halachas that the Karben Pesach itself has. Or you could learn that it becomes a chelik. It's tuffel to the Karban Pesach. The nafgamina is this halacha of the aseid hashlama, of the din that you're not allowed to bring anything after the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Because the Gemara in Tamid Nishchat explains that the reason why you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is really built partially on the fact that it is an asei sheyesh bekaris. And the Gemara says, Yoveh asei sheyesh bekaris, there's an asei of the Karban Pesach sheyesh bekaris, v'yitcha asei da hashlama she'en bekaris. Now the Karban Chagiga does not have karis. So to say that it also has a din to be doicha da asei da hashlama, we wouldn't say. But if it's considered tofel to the Korban Pesach, then we could say that just like the Korban Pesach, mitzad its yesh beikaris has the right to be doichel aseidah hashlama, so too anything that's brought mitzad the Korban Pesach, anything that's brought as a tofel to the Korban Pesach is doichel aseidah hashlama. You find, interestingly enough, the Achronim are medayik conflicting the Yukim to be pushed at this question. On the one hand, the Pnei Yeshua is medayik, the Lashon of the Mishnah that says, Emesai mevi'in imoy chagiga, which sounds like you bring it with the Korban Pesach. He says, with it sounds like you bring it together with the Korban Pesach, which includes the fact that it's brought after the Tamashal ben Arbayim. However, the Tzlach is medayik the exact opposite from Lashon Rashi, because on the words of the Mishnah, where it says, Emesai mevi'in imoy chagiga, says Rashi, imoy im ha-pesach be'arba osir benison. With the Pesach Barba Asur Benison, says the Tzlach, why does Rashi have to add Barba Asur Benison? Tzlach answers, because Rashi wants you to know that it's not brought after the Tamashal Ben Harbayim, like the Pesach. Then he would have left it alone. It says Imoy, and you bring it with the Korban Pesach Mamish. The Teretz is that the Tzlach feels that we have to explain the words Imoy, not Kipshutoy, because you're not allowed to bring it after the Tamashal Ben Harbayim, because they have the Aseidah Shlomo. So Imoy, explains Rashi, means that you bring it in the same day. Otherwise, Rashi doesn't have to tell us what the date. We know that it's brought Yudal B'nissan. The Mikdash David brings a very nice raya that it was brought after the Tamashal Ben Arbayim, and that is because the Gemara says, on Amud Beis, the Gemara is talking about the question as to whether there's a din of Shviris Etzem on the Chigigis Yudalad. And the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the Braisa, because it says if you find a sakin in Yudalad B'nissan, you're allowed to shecht with it immediately, because you can assume that the Bailam was toivel that sakin. Masha'en Ken, if you find a sakin on Shloish Asr, then you have to be toivel it, because it could be that the person was planning on being toivel it the next day. That's all with the regular sakin that's roy for Shechita. However, a kufitz, which is something that you use for Shviris Atzamis, the Gemara says that no matter what, you have to be toivel it, because there's no way that the person was planning on using it for Pesach. The Gemara asks, I don't understand, why wasn't he planning on using it for Pesach? He could use it to break the Atzamis of the Chagiga. Elomai, the Gemara says, you see a raya that the Chagiga is usher b'shviris Atzamis. The Gemara's teretz to that is, no, we could say that lo'olam, the Chagiga is mutter b'shviris Atzamis, but this was talking about a year that there was no Chagiga, because it was Erev Pesach Chalius b'Shabbos, and then you don't bring a carbon Chagiga. The Gemara says that's not a good teretz, because the Sefer says Chal Arbo Asalius b'Shabbos Sheikh b'Miyab, which is mashma that the Reisha was not talking about b'Shabbos. So the Gemara comes up with another Eitzah. The Gemara says that we're talking about a different scenario when you did not bring the carbon Chagiga, namely, it was Ba b'Merubah, like we said in the Mishnah, that if there are enough portions of Korban Pesach to go around, you do not bring the Korban Chagiga before the Korban Pesach. On that, the Gemara asks, Mino Yadi, how did we know that there was going to be enough? How did the Bailam know that the Chabura was going to be small enough that there would be enough Korban Pesach to go around? And the Mikdash David says, from here you see that as long as they did not check the Korban Pesach yet, they did not know whether they're going to bring a Korban Chagiga. And therefore, says the Mikdash David, it's clear that you brought it after the Tumid. He's just bothered with the fact that the Gemara says in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Ein lecha davar shemis akiv achar Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, elek toiris v'neiris u'pesach. So the only carbon that was brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim was the Pesach. You also brought toiris and neiris, but the you don't find that you brought the Chagiga. Would have said the Chagiga. According to what we said before, you could answer that it's true, Ein lecha davar shemis akiv achar Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, ele Pesach. The Chagiga, the reason why it's also brought then is because it's considered a chelik and tuffel to the carbon Pesach. The Gemara brings down that the sheet of Yehuda ben Dortoi was that the Chagiga should be Doicha Shabbos, and the Gemara explains the Makar. He says, "V'zavachta Pesach Hashem alekech tzoinu bakar, v'le'ein Pesach l'marakvasim in an izim, ele tzoin ze Pesach bakar zu Chagiga," and the Torah says, "V'zavachta Pesach," so there's a chiyuv to bring it. Rav Ashi argues and explains that the Pasuk is coming to tell me the din of Moisar Pesach that is brought as a shlomit. It means if you had a Korban Pesach that you were mafrish and it got lost and then you found it, or you had money left over from money that you were mafrish for a Korban Pesach, you bring a Korban shlomit. The Gemara then says that I don't understand, according to the Rabbanan, why isn't Chagiga Doicha Shabbos? It's a Korban Tzibur, and the rule is that a Korban Tzibur is Doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara brings a special Pasuk. It says, Amar B'Lam, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra, Amar Krav, Chagoysim Oisei Chag, Lashem Shivas Yomim Bashana. This is going on Sukkot. The Gemara says Shiva, it's really Shmoina. Must be that the Chagiga is not Toicha Shabbos. Since the Chagiga's Tezvav is not Toicha Shabbos, we understand automatically the Chagiga's Yudalit is not Toicha Shabbos. This is actually another Raya to the Yisoid that we said before, that the Din, according to the Rabbanan, of Chagiga's Yudalit is a Din in the Yomtiv, just like Chagiga's Tezvav. And therefore we can learn from the Chagiga's Tezvav to Chagiga's Yudalit. And that would explain why Ben Tema doesn't hold to this limit, because Ben Tema holds that it's not a Din in the Yomtiv, it's a Din in the Karban Pesach. So therefore, you can't learn from the din of Chagigas Tezvav to Chagigas Yudalit. The Gemara later, and Daf Ayin Vav Mebeis, is talking about the fact that Chagiga is not Doicha Tumah. The Gemara says, Salkadai Techamina, I might have thought to say, given the carbon tziberhu, ukviyale moyed, since it's a carbon tziber and has a set time, tidchi tuma. It should be brought betuma when Roy Klai Yisrael Tami. Kamash Balon, given the Islay Tashlumin Kol Shiva, Loidach Yeshabes. Since it has Toshlumin Kol Shiva, you could do, bring the carbon Chagigas, you Tezvav, the rest of the Yomtiv, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Umidah Shabbos Loidachya, since it's not Doicha Shabbos, Loidachya Tumah. Tosfos asks, how can you say that the reason why it's not Doicha Shabbos is because it has Tashlumin Kol Shiva? Our Gemara that we just quoted says that that's not the reason why it's not Doicha Shabbos. It's not Doicha Shabbos because of a special Gzeres HaKosev of Chagos Moisech Chag LaShem Shivas Yomim. And therefore, Tosfos says we're not goyris in the Gemara over there, given the Islay Tashlumin Kol Shiva. That's not the reason why it's not Doicha Shabbos. However, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchas Chagiga Alocha Ches says Shalmi Chagiga Ein Doicha Shabbos Lefi Sheein Lo Zman Kavua Shem Ein Choygig Hayoyim Choygig Lomacher. The Rambam brings the Tam of the Gemara and Daf Ayin Vav Mebeis. He ignores the limud of our Gemara that we learn out from Chagos Moisech Chag LaShem Shivas Yomim. Lechem Mishnah answers that you really need both of these two things. Because even if we would have a pasuk saying that it's not doicha, like our Gemara says, v'chagoyse moyse chag l'ashem shivas yomim, we would ask the question, why is it not doicha? It's mane kavua. And since we would have that question, we would then ultimately learn out from here that even if something is kavua leizman, it's not doicha Shabbos, because we have a special gzeres hakosev that although it's kavua leizman, we still say that it's not doicha Shabbos. We should build from here a klal that something that even if it's kavua leizman is not doicha Shabbos. Comes along the Gemara and Daf Ayin Vav Mebeis and says, no, I'll tell you the reason why you can't learn from here that something that's kavua leizman is not doicha Shabbos, because this is not really considered kavua leizman. After the pasuk is mechadish to us that it's not doicha Shabbos, we teich up and we say that the reason why it's not doicha Shabbos is because it has tashlumin kol shiva. So tashlumin kol shiva would not have been enough of a reason to say that it's not Doicha Shabbos, because I would say that's a b'diavad, it's a din tashlumin, it's still kavua leizman. Now that the Torah tells me that it's not Doicha Shabbos, we say that the reason why it's not Doicha Shabbos is because the fact that it has tashlumin kol shiva makes it that it's not really considered kavua leizman. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, Amar Ablazer, Shlomim, Sheshachton, Me'erev Yomtif, Eina Yoytze Behen, Loi Mishum Simcha, Loi Mishum Chagiga. If one were to shecht a shlomim on Erev Yomtif, he cannot be yoytze his mitzvah mishum simcha or mishum chagiga. The Gemara explains, simcha dechsiv is avachta v'samachta be'inan zvicha b'shas simcha. Even though the ikar mitzvah that you're yoytze with mitzvah simcha is the achilus habasar, but it has to be a zvicha that was done b'shas simcha. And mishum chagiga, it was a davar shebuchay v'chol davar shebuchay v'enei ba elo min achulin, like we mentioned earlier. The halacha in chagiga is, it has to be brought from something that is not already kodshim. What exactly is the case when we say shlomim sheshachtan me'erev yomtif? What type of shlomim do you shechtan erev yomtif? Tosfos in Dira Maschil, shlomim sheshachtan me'erev yomtif, says, Nira l'ri, da'afilu hekdishim mitchila v'shachtan l'shem chagigas tezvav ayri. We're talking about somebody who was makdashit mitchila l'shem chagigas tezvav, and still you're not yoytze. Because Tosfos says, the l'shem shlomim da'alma, ein yoytze mishim chagiga afilu shachtan be'yomtif. Why would you have to say that you shechted it me'erev yomtif? Even if a person were to take a shlomim that was already hufresh as a shlomim and shecht it on yomtiv, you also wouldn't be yoytze the chiyuv chagiga. The kol davar shebuchayve ene ba el menachulin. Therefore, says Tosfos, we're talking about somebody who was makdish a carbon l'shem chagiga. Tosfos explains the hoyav avidavar shebuchayve ene ba el menachulin. Since the rule is that you can't be yoytze the chagigas a davar shebuchayve, you can't be yoytze unless you brought it from Chulin, shetzorich lakdishim l'shem kach, svaruhu sheyishchet nami b'shaharu uya l'chagiga. The svaru is that you also have to do the shchita b'shaharu uya l'chagiga. The Tzlach explains that when Tosfos says this, that's only because they hold that the Chagigas Yud Dalet is a Rishus. Because if you hold the Chagigas Yud Dalet is a Choyva, so it is a Zman that's Royal Chagiga. Of course, this is only true lefi the Tzad that we explained earlier, that the Din Chagigas Yud Dalet is Halacha in the Yomtif, and its Din is just like a regular Din Chagiga, like the Rabbanan Shita. Because if you hold like the other Shita, like Ben Tema, then it's a Halacha in Karban Pesach, and one's got nothing to do with the other. However, the Ravid argues on this premise, and he says, this is the Ravid in Chagig Perek Beis Halacha Yud, the same Ravid that we mentioned earlier. He says that it's possible to be Makriv, the Karban Chagiga, on Yudalid, and be Yoitze, the Din Chagigas Tezvav. And he, Al-Karchach, learns the Pshat in the Gemara. When we say Shlomim Sheshachta Me'erev Yomtiv, does not mean Shlomim that you were Makdish L'Shem Chagiga, and you Shechted it L'Shem the Chagiga. Rather, it's a regular Shlomim, and the Gemara is being Mechadish that if you have a regular Shlomim that you Shechted on Erev Yomtiv, you cannot be Yoitze Mishum Chagiga. Then, of course, Tosfos' question comes back. How can you say that we're talking about a regular Shlomim? Tosfos says, you don't have to tell me that a Shlomim Sheshachta Me'erev Yomtiv, that you can't be Yoitze Mishum Chagiga. Because even if you were to shecht a regular shlomim on Yom Tov itself, you can't be yoytze mishum chagiga because it's a davar shebechayva. And davar shebechayva has to come min hachulin. So in order to answer this question, Reb Chaim in the Chedushi Agrach and the Shas and the Stenzlach over here gives a teretz. He says that the halacha of every shlomim is that it includes the potential to become a chagiga. Since a chagiga is also a form of shlamim, so if the person was makdish it as a regular shlamim, and then he went and brought it on Yom Tif as a shalme chagiga, he would be yoytze his chiyuv. Because the shalme chagiga is also a form of shlamim, and it does not run counter to the hakdasha, the original hakdasha. So although we say that any davar shebechayva has to come in achulin, this was considered that it came in achulin, because when you were makdish it originally, it included the potential to become a shalme chagiga originally. Tosfos obviously doesn't learn this way, but this would be miyashiv, the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid clearly is saying that it's only when you did it erev yomtif, you shechted it, then it would be no good, but if you shechted it on Yom Tov itself, then you would be yoytze the chi of chagiga, and then this is the reason, says Reb Chaim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org. or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.